Hi everyone, this is Cherry. Welcome back to Christ Centered Change. I just want to talk about a little about alternatives and food selection. So I had a craving for pizza and I was really determined on getting my pizza, but then, you know, I gave it a second thought and a third thought. And the first alternative I thought about, it is actually like a individualized pepperoni and cheese wrap that is individually packaged at a grocery store that I know about. And I would say, yeah, wow, that is what I need to do. But the calories in that is still like 290. And that would just be like a slice of pizza. So I thought more, and this is my third thought, which was the charm. At my choice grocery store, I found on the app uncured pepperoni, and like 17 pieces is only 150 calories. So I was like, wow, that's probably as much pepperoni I would have got on the pizza anyway. Because what I realized and I identified that I want the pepperoni and not necessarily the pizza. So that's something to think about too. It's like when you crave a certain food, like what are you really craving? And I would just eat that with some cheese I have in my refrigerator as a snack. And that will minimize that craving. Also, just another example, I am a brownie person and I love brownies, but M&M has an brownie M&M. And when I tell you, it's like 140 calories for like 11. I forgot how many grams of sugar it has in it, but it's below my standard. And it's just enough to curb that taste, that taste of brownie in the M&M. It's just enough to curb that craving. So my encouragement is to think twice, think three times before you actually make the purchases that are high carb or high calorie that can contribute to you fluctuating in your weight or weight gain or not losing the weight that you want to lose. Just making it clear, I'm not anti-carb. I eat carbs, but I do identify when high carbs can cause my weight to fluctuate and get me off track. So maybe think about having carb limitations, which can help. So I hope that encourages you. Identify the foods that you crave and have a plan for alternatives. Think it out, because I think if you think it out prior and have a plan, it will be better. But if not, then pray for that second thought and that third thought. That will also probably help you save money as well. So thank you so much for listening, and just try your best to control those cravings. And through control, I mean not suppressing, but finding that alternative. All right. Thank you. And always find the joy.